As we continue discussing the important issue, the important subject about counting Jews, when they may be counted or may they not be counted. So, as we've said, it's clear that there's an Issa D'Oraisa after learning this Gemara and understanding that the definition of the Torah when it says Kisisas Rosh B'nai Yisrael is not limited to when you're counting Jews only to a time where they did the Aveir of Egel. It's not limited to a time where they're not being counted the Tzarech Mitzvah. It's not limited to a time when we're only counting all the Jews in the world. Any time you count Jews, you over a lav. Yes, it's a lav haba mechlala say, but it is a lav. Maybe there wouldn't be Malkus for a lav haba mechlala say, but it is considered a lav. Furthermore, the Gemara here clearly teaches us that it's usur to count them with lavim from the Torah. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's one lav. According to Nachman Yitzchak, there's two lavim, the Rabbanim. It's also clear that if you're being counted l'tzorich mitzvah, it's still usur. When it's l'tzorich mitzvah, they may be counted l'dover acher, but if it's through a different way of counting them, not counting them 1, 2, 3, but it has to be l'tzorich mitzvah. If it's shaloi l'tzorich mitzvah, then they're not allowed to be counted under any circumstances. What's the raya that they may not be counted under any circumstances when it's shaloi l'tzorich mitzvah? Because as we quoted from our Gemara, from the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, where the Gemara goes through, where the Pasuk tells us that David HaMelech did the terrible sin of counting Klal Yisrael. And there's an obvious question. If we learn the Pesukim over there, we don't really have time to go through the entire Pesukim and Nach. The Gemara says in Masech the Brachos, Daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis, Amar Beleza, Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hu David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, Mesis Karisali, David HaMelech called HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Mesis, Hareini Mechshilch V'Dovah Shafil Tanaikus Shveis Rabim Yod Naisai. I'm going to cause you to make an error in something that even young yeshiva students know. The Ksiv Kisisas Rosh B'nai Yisrael L'fgudeya V'nosna Ishkosh V'napshai. Jews may not be counted directly. V'yad V'yamit Sotna Yisrael V'ksiv V'yosis Estovid Be'em Lema Leich Meneis Yisrael. He somehow convinced David to count the Jews, and he didn't take from the and they died. Now, if we look at the Pesukim tell us that David HaMelech asked Yoav, his trusted general, to be the individual to go out and count the Jews. And as we see in the Pesukim, and the Midrashim on the Pesukim are even more explicit, how he didn't really want to do this. He didn't want to take on this assignment. And that the Medrash says, he tried even to hint to the Jews not to participate in the count. In fact, they saw that there may have been Shvatim that didn't participate in the count. But why didn't he do something very simple? Asked the Ramban. He should have just counted them like Dover Acher. We don't find in the Pasuk that David HaMelech explicitly told him, you may not use how to count them. He wanted to count. So Yoav could have just gone and counted them, like Al Gemara says, the Bozik with pieces of earthenware, whatever way, and you solved all our problems. From here we see, says the Ramban, and so do most Mepharshim learn. Although I do have to say that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh doesn't have this understanding, but most Mepharshim, and it's pretty clear in the Gemara, say that Aydei Dover Acher only works when you're counting Letzairich. If it's Shaloi Letzairich, you're not allowed to count them under any circumstances. Furthermore, from that episode, and from the episodes quoted in our Gemara, we see that even if you're not counting all of Klal Yisrael, it's also. There are those that want to say that maybe it's only in the case of David, in the case of Shaul, where it was significant groups, but it's not a very significant group. It wouldn't be Usher. But as we quoted in our previous shiurim from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that says even if you're just counting for a minyan, 10 people to know if you have a minyan, if you have 10 Jews for a minyan, you're not allowed to count them directly. We see that even a small group, there is an Isser. As I said, there is a Rabbeinu Hananel. There are those that want to say that the Rabbeinu Hananel holds that there's a difference. And if there ain't oisim ritzoinish, if Klal Yisrael is in the category of ain't oisim ritzoinim shamakoyim, then they may be counted. Most Mefarshim don't agree with that reading of the Rabbeinu Hananel. And even the ones that do agree, even if you were to agree with that reading, it's difficult to know when is somebody considered in the category of Oisrin Tzonish Makam, when are Klal Yisrael in the category of Oisrin Tzonish Makam, and when are they not in the category of Oisrin Tzonish Makam. Furthermore, as is clear in our Gemara, it makes no difference if it's a king, if it's a government. David, Shaul, we're not supposed to count. We also see from the our Gemara that the Isser of counting is not only on the person who does the counting. The Isser is even participating in a count that you're obligated to participate in. Because as we learn in our Gemara, so many Jews die, Vayakim Bedever, the Gemara says. Our Gemara says that Klal Yisrael were punished during the episode of their being counted, but they didn't volunteer to be counted. They were counted. David HaMelech, as we just said, forced them to be counted. Yet the Gemara says that they were v'yitan Hashem dever ba'am min aboyke v'rei smoyed. So we see participating in a count, even if you didn't initiate it, is awesome. The Tzitz Eliezer says that, as we said it earlier, in a situation where it's not only going to be Jews being counted, we perhaps could be more lenient. It's also interesting to point out that the Ramban that we spoke about earlier says that there's particularly an area of concern in counting when the people who are being counted are less than 20 years old. And that's why the Ramban, going back and forth in that Ramban, suggests that maybe if David HaMelech, Yoav, should have considered counting the Jews, Ayidei Dover Acher, but it wouldn't have helped. Because when David HaMelech took the census of Klal Yisrael, he counted Jews who counted even people who were below 20 years old. And Ramban wants to suggest that when the Torah HaKadosh says, V'nosnu ish koifer nefesh, it's only for somebody that's over 20 years old. There, the koifer nefesh could be a way of them being counted. But if it's not, if it's below 20, we have to be particularly careful not to count them. And the explanation, I think, is quite simple. Because as we've said in previous shiurim, Rashi says that the reason Jews may not be counted is because we're concerned for an ayin hara. So the younger a person is, he hasn't had that opportunity yet to do mitzvahs. He hasn't yet had the opportunity to learn Torah. He doesn't have the schus of the mitzvahs and the schus of the Torah to protect him. We have to be strict. And therefore, I saw, he doesn't say this approach, but I think this would be an answer to the question that was posed to Rav Volzner, and the Shals of Tshuvas, Shevet Alevi, Chelik Aleph Arachayim, Simela Medalit, who says that there's a Rebbe who asks him a question, a Rebbe in a school, who the boys line up in the class in rows of 10, and every boy says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so the next row. And he asks Rav Volzner if it's Osir or Mutter, and Rav Volzner takes a very strong position that it's Osir, and we could understand Rav Volzner's position, because Rav Volzner is, because we're learning now that the younger people are, that we have to be more concerned. And therefore, by young boys being counted in yeshiva that way, that is something to be particularly concerned. The Chasam Sofer is very machmer. There's a correspondence between the Chasam Sofer and the Pas HaShulchan about when counting of Jews may take place or not. It's quite clear in that correspondence that the Chasam Sofer is much more machmer than the Pas HaShulchan. The Chasam Sofer, in fact, seems to be taking an approach, as I read the Chasam Sofer, that the only time Jews can be counted is if you're going to have a machzis shekel, which of course we don't have. So the opinion of Chasam Sofer there is that if it's shloi letzorich, there's never a heter to count Jews, whether through Dover Acher, through writing. And actually, I saw that the Paiskim use the Chasam Sofer's opinion here to teach us a kula. Because the Chasam Sofer says here that counting through writing, that means everybody giving a piece of paper with a number on it, is considered counting. So some Paiskim want to say that Chasam Sofer could actually be used to teach us a kula also. There's a question if one fulfills the mitzvah spheres or even just with counting. And that was the question that the Paiskim discuss, is that many people, when they write a letter or a Torah during the days of the sphera, write the date of the sphera. So let's say there was someone who didn't count that day, and he forgot to count that day, but he had written a letter that day in which he had included the date of the sphera. Is that considered that he counted the sphera that day? So they want to say, if the Chasam Sofer holds that it's considered, that writing is considered counting in our Gemara, where we're learning that it's also limnos es Yisrael, that you're not allowed to count Jews, it goes the other way around as well. That if you count sphera by writing, it's considered counting. The Chasam Sofer also says that there is no heter of counting Jews, even if they're not there. Because one of the heterim that the Paiskim suggest for counting in a census is that the people aren't counted, that they're standing there and we're counting them. They send in the form, and the form is counted in whatever office where the forms come. And therefore, he says that is also not a heter. As I said, he says that the only time you could count Jews is with a machza shekel, and it has to be with a tzorich mitzvah, or as our Gemara says, if you're doing it with a goyel. The Rambam, the Chasam Sofer, is clearly learning pshat in our Gemara, as we spoke about in the previous year, like the Rambam, that when they counted the Kohanim Ayidei Etzbois, it wasn't that each etzba represented a person. They counted fingers, and some people got to count more than one, depending on how many fingers you stuck out. Certainly, says the Chasam Sofer, even though he's so machmer, he holds that if you're dividing up portions and you're counting portions to the amount of people that you have, that is mutter. He also says, and that is actually the issue that is the conversation and the correspondence that he has with the Pas HaShulchan, where there are letters, where there are a list of people who are receiving tzedakah, and you want to copy over the names, and next to each name write how much tzedakah that particular individual is going to receive. That also says the Chasam Sofer is mutter. Actually, I have a raya that Rav Moshe also agrees with some Seifer. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Yerudeya, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Simen Beis. Rav Moshe discusses their question where somebody asked him, can you put numbers on graves in a cemetery? To every grave should have a number, says Rav Moshe. Since when these people were alive, they would not be allowed to be counted that way, putting numbers on the grave would be loig l'rash. We know there's a concept that we shouldn't do to a person who's not alive, something that we wouldn't do to him when he is alive. And that is something that we wouldn't be allowed to do when he's alive. We shouldn't do it when he's not alive either. The Pas HaShulchan, as I said in his correspondence there with the Chassam Sofer, is not as strict. He says that Shloi Letzorich, he agrees, is always Osir. But Letzorich Mitzvah, if you count through writing, or if the people aren't there, Shloi B'fneihem, it's Mutter. Similarly, he says, counting through the fingers is also considered Dover Acher. Again, it seems that the Machloikis of the Chassam Sofer in the Pas HaShulchan is similar to our interpretation of the Machloikis of Rambam and Rashi. Rashi saying that counting through the fingers is enough to be counted, even though we're counting the person, but just not counting him directly, we're counting his finger. That's already enough to be considered Aidei Dover Acher. The Rambam disagreed. Chassam Sofer seems to be following the opinion of the Rambam. Rashi seems to be the Pas HaShulchan seems to be following the opinion of Rashi. The Chassam Sofer also seems to say, similar to a Kaf HaChaim that I quoted earlier, that if you don't verbalize your count, you just count by looking at the people, that is also considered Osir. There is a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer that says that even his father, the Ksav Sofer, who is Machmer, as we just said, in counting even through Ksiva, but if you're not counting individuals, you're just counting an entire group, then it would be Mutter. So therefore, based on these different halakhas that we just explained, the Tzitz Eliezer says that making list of totals of people who gave, who you need to have a total, if it's not done in front of them and it's done b'ksav, that may be mutter. Similarly, it seems that if we're counting a census, if it would be possible to count it not through writing, not through writing, may be better to fill out forms than people should be counted one by one. The Tzitz Eliezer certainly holds that counting a census in Eretz Yisrael in order that we should know how many people live in Eretz Yisrael and be able to give them all the needs. And furthermore, as we've said in our shurim, not only Jews are counted, there are also non-Jews included in that census. And also, if the form is not direct, in all these different ways, that would be permissible. And again, if we're only focused on the totals, according to the Chassam Sofer, even the Chassam Sofer maybe would a little bit more lenient. There are actually two tshuvas in the Shevet Halevi on this issue of taking a census in Eretz Yisrael. There's a tshuva in Chelek Vav Arachayim Simen Chof. In that tshuva, the Shevet Halevi doesn't seem to be clear if he, to be Mekel. If anything, it seems that he is machmer, given all the concerns that we've raised about counting Jews. And he ends indeed, if somebody could avoid participating, Tav Yoser, that would be better. But then there's another tshuva, a later tshuva, in Chelik Tes Eirechayim, Simon Lamed Hei, where he discusses this question, and he says also that counting Shloi Letzorech is never mutter. Counting by writing, so he quotes the opinion of the Chasam Sofer that it's Osir, but that other person, that there are many Paiskim that disagree and say that counting B'Ksav is not considered Osir. Furthermore, he says that counting the entire population that doesn't only include Jews is another reason we could be makel. Furthermore, he says, if in the forms that are filled out, there are no numbers mentioned. In the forms that are filled out, there's just information that's written without numbers. In other words, you wouldn't write there are five people in my family, or you wouldn't write any I am one person. You just leave it by answering questions. And of course, he says, whoever is going to be receiving the forms is going to do a tally, but you haven't actually participated by writing the number. So he says it could be that the Isser Minyan is limited to when we're talking about numbers. If there are no numbers being mentioned, it's much less of a shiloh. And that's another reason he says perhaps we could be makel in a census in Eretz Yisrael. There's a beautiful vart from the Chanukah Satayra. In our first year in this series, we mentioned the Gemara asked the question. The one pasuk says, "V'hoyim misper b'nei Yisrael." Another pasuk says, "Shlo yimed v'lo yisafer." And the Gemara answered, "Kan be'oisim ritzonin shemakim, kan be'ein oisim ritzonin shemakim." And we said that the pasuk shouted Gemara was, "Oisim ritzonin shemakim, they have no misper. Ein oisim ritzonin shemakim, they have a misper." But we said that many mefarshim have a problem in that understanding the Gemara that way, because then the Gemara is not being consistent. Because the Gemara first says, V'hoyim misper, quoting the Pasuk, but they have a misper. Then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ashlo yimad v'lo yisafer. So if the way we're understanding it's correct, the Gemara should have said, Kan be'ein oisim ritzonin shemakim, and Kan be'oisim ritzonin shemakim. That's not the order the Gemara gives. The Gemara says, Kan be'ein oisim, and kan be'oisim. How do we understand this teret? How do we understand this problem? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that if Klal Yisrael do Ritzonei Shomokim, then not only are they going to be doing the right thing, it goes on to the future generations as well. And it's Ein Misper. They have no count. Whereas, if they Ein Oisim Ritzonei Shomakim, the Torah doesn't go future generations. Says the Chanukah Satorah, the Medrash says, Goyel echad shoyel es Rav Yishuv ben Karcha. There was somebody asked Rav Yishuv ben Karcha. K'sibet haras kam achi rabim lahatis. The Torah says we should follow the majority. Anam arubim akem. We, the non-Jews, are the majority of the world. Mevnei ma ein atem mishavin imon b'avoy dezara. So we worship avoy dezara. You have to follow the majority. And you also should worship avoy dezara. So he says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted Klal Yisrael. Because if you count something, it's a davar sheba minyan. And we know that halacha is a davar sheba minyan never becomes batal. But when do you have to have that? Only if its importance is because we're part of a group, we're part of the minyan. But if each one of us is chashiv, then we don't become batal anyway. Can, when Klal Yisrael is a, and that's pshat in the Gemara. Kishayisir mitzayinu shalmakayim, ein la misper. When Klal Yisrael is doing the mitzayinu shalmakayim, they have no misper. They don't need a misper not to become batal. Every Jew signs individually. Ein oisir mitzayinu shalmakayim. So how do we not become batal? Because we have a misper. And it's a davish of a minion. And a davish of a minion doesn't become bottle. But, as I said, it goes a step further. If we're oisim mitzayin shemakon, we have no misper. You know why we have no misper? Because it's not just ourselves. It's our generations and all the future generations. We're all included in doing the avodas Hashem. And therefore we have no misper. Because it'll be forever. It'll be infinite. And we'll be more than the goyim. Because the Goyim come and go, and Klal Yisrael will remain chai v'kayom without a misper, for how you miss ashlayimad v'lo yisafer. And as we said before, the Paiskim suggests that when we want to count the minyan, we should say the pasuk of the roiv chazdecha over ve'secha, a school against dayan hara. Klal Yisrael should always be protected, that we should not be counted, we should not have an ayin hara, we should be yirbu. We should grow qualitatively and quantitatively in our avodas Hashem.